How about an actual symphony now? Ellen Tafe's Willeck in 1983 won the Pulitzer Prize for her first symphony. She has held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall and is widely considered to be one of America's leading composers. We're going to hear her third symphony, composed in 1992. The work was commissioned by the New York Philharmonic to celebrate its 150th anniversary. The composer has written some notes about the piece, so let me read them to you now. My symphony number 3 is cast in 3 movements: Maestoso e cantabile, allegro giocoso, molto vivace, and largo. In essence, though, the piece is in 2 movements, the molto vivace and largo being played attacca, without pause, and together forming a structural unit that balances the first movement in weight and proportion. Each late 20th century composer will give a highly personal response to the question of what is meant by using the word symphony. I chose the term for this work for several reasons. First, the symphonic tradition holds great meaning for me, going back to the revelations the Beethoven symphonies offered me as a child, and the many years I participated as a performer in orchestras. Second, I am continually fascinated with the evolution of musical materials. I am moved by the symphonic notion of a non-narrative drama because I regard each piece as an exploration and believe that there is a parallel spiritual journey along with the musical evolution of a work. Like many spiritual quests, one may come to the end of a journey only to find oneself back at the beginning, but with a new understanding that transforms the point of departure. In my Symphony No. 3, you may hear many moods, and you may experience the music as sometimes visceral, sometimes transcendent. Although the composition is for a large orchestra and designed to be played in a large hall, I think it is really an intimate piece, and certainly a very personal one. Third, I think of a symphony as a homage to artists who keep musical tradition alive. While, of course, a huge cast of characters participates in this conservation, it is the performers whose dedication, craft, and artistry make it vital. And in the 150 years of the New York Philharmonic's existence, the orchestra has evolved to a point that every person on the stage is a first-class virtuoso performer. So I take particular pleasure in calling on their considerable technical and artistic abilities. You will hear extended solos and demanding ensemble passages. I have especially enjoyed shining the spotlight on the New York Philharmonic's state-of-the-art viola section, which emerges from the opening unison strings to utter a highly virtuosic elaboration and which plays a role throughout the work equal to the first violins. Finally, my Symphony No. 3 is dedicated, with love and admiration, to Kurt Mazur and the New York Philharmonic. It has been one of my great joys to have had these artists breathe life into my music. Let's hear it now. In this recording, the Louisville Orchestra is conducted by James Sedaris.